So it's just thinking about when you're talking about the salesman stopping by, and I believe that your youngest son, Larry, told me a story about a man stopping by once and how this connected with how the Stowe Raiders became the Stowe Raiders.
Yes.
Tell me that story.
Well, didn't sell any clothing, nothing. And never had. And man came in one day, occasionally a salesman would make what they call a cold call, never called on you before, and just dropped in to see what they might do for you. And he sold sweatshirts and t-shirts. And t-shirts were not like they are now. They are a big souvenir, really. And they were relatively new. They'd been inherited from the United States Navy. And a lot of people that sold them were these Army Navy surplus stores. They sold t-shirts, but gift shops didn't sell them. So he wondered if I'd like them.
What year do you think this was?
Oh, 54, I believe. Something like that, before she and I got married. And so I gave it some serious thought, and he said, now we can put any design or any name or anything you want on these shirts. And he said, school kids will love them. He says, what's the name of your teams? And, well, in those days, the team was just... Sometimes they were referred to as Mountaineers, but not very often. They didn't have a nickname. And so I said, well, they don't. And he says, what's your school colors? And I said, green and white. And he said, well, he said, we have a pattern with a pirate. He says, why don't we call them the Raiders? I said, sure as are by me. And so, how many do you want? And I said, a couple dozen sweatshirts and a couple dozen t-shirts. I was very, very conservative. And those shirts came, and the kids loved them. And they bought them out, and I was so tickled to get rid of them. I don't think I ordered any more.
And then after that, the Stowe Raiders just stuck.
It became Raiders. The newspapers picked up on them, and I guess that's the way the kids referred to themselves. And the shirts, too. They saw the shirts of the Raiders.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the way they became Raiders.
Did the shirts say Stowe Raiders, or they just said Raiders?
I think so, yeah. Stowe Raiders, yeah.
Oh, funny.
And it had a picture of a pirate, you know, with a knife in his teeth and patch on his eye. Classic thing.
Do you remember any other kind of new products that you offered that you were a little skeptical about at first and did or didn't take off?
I can't think. I got some high school jewelry one time. Stowe High, and it was kind of nice stuff for the days. Earrings.
Rings. Pins.
Pins, I guess, something just kind of basic. And that sold pretty well. It was kind of expensive for the kids, so I think they were $9 or something like that. Yeah. That was, $9 was too much. That was just too much.